This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
How are you?
Listen, I can only apologise. I know, well, maybe you actually don't mind this. Maybe you're like, yeah, Grant, just get into the fucking show, Dave. Literally no one cares about an intro. So, and if that is the case, then thank you. You are my people. We have loads to be doing. Mm. And it's Friday.
Yeah.
What are you doing for the weekend? Give them something. What are you doing?
I'm going to a drag brunch tomorrow. Fun.
Daddy, I'm going to the pub to watch the rugby.
Fun. Lovely.
It's going to be great. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
I'll see you Monday.
Ta-ra.
Ta-ra. Good morning. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Happy Friday.
I really noticed it this morning. I really noticed the brighter morning.
My God, that was unreal. Now, in fairness, it's because producer Callum isn't in and we were like, ah, we'll do 5 more minutes in bed. And so we did just that.
Let's be very clear about that. Thank you for confirming that.
Clarifying.
But normally, I'm always about 5 minutes later than Dave. It's just the way the routine falls. But today, as I was driving to Rathmines, I noticed him behind me and I went, am I early? Or is he 5 minutes late?
No, I'm late.
So I think you took the extra five minutes this morning.
And it was lovely. And then, to be honest, because I was driving through Rathmines and I saw your car go by and I was just like, oh, crap. I was like, you always take an extra 10 minutes when Callum's off. So I was like,
no, I got an awful fright this morning.
We had loads to do. It is a very big show, in fairness.
But the brightness is lovely. I'm off to Thailand on Tuesday, not to rub it in, but I'm heading off to 31 degrees, darling.
Oh, stop. But that'll be unreal.
When the clocks go forward here, I'm going to come back to a whole different world.
Yeah, you will.
I'm going to come back to, like, everyone's going to be in a summery feeling.
I'm waiting for, like, the clocks to go forward. I don't know what the story with the clocks
is. Spring forward, yeah, fall back.
But, like, for a couple of days, when I wake up at 6 a.m. Uh-huh. or half
it's
five,
going to get dark again.
It's bright. And then they change the clocks and it's dark again.
Exactly.
I'm like, why do they do that?
Yeah, it's annoying for the mornings, but you get your evening and then it'll all settle in the next few weeks as
well.
Okay. Listen, as Dave mentioned, big show today. We want to get you to Harry Styles in Amsterdam. You're listening out for Harry popping up between two songs, okay? And when you do that, message us the word Harry to 087 711 1038.
If you do so, you will win that trip to Amsterdam for that unbelievable Harry Styles
gig. Let's be very clear. You'll be on the standby list this morning.
Sorry, that is true. Yeah, you'll have qualified to win that unbelievable prize in Amsterdam.
We call you back after you message us the word Harry when he pops up between songs, not right now. Answer the phone with Watermelon Sugar High. Get yourself on the standby list.
Could be soon.
Could be very soon. Here he is, Harry Styles, Aperture on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
How good is that? And not your soul and what he might do with it. Ooh. It's you right in the fields now. Noah Kahan and The Great Divide on Spin. With Emma, Dave and Fiona, we have big news, even more. Spin K-pop is here. It is a brand new radio station dedicated to the global sound of K-pop. You can get it right now on the Go Loud app. And to celebrate, from 9 o'clock this morning, we're doing nothing but K-pop.
Oh.
Yeah. From 9 o'clock this morning, a full hour of K-pop bangers to celebrate Spin K-pop, which has just landed.
Hello, I'm Harry.
Harry Styles!
Spin is sending you to Harry Styles in Amsterdam.
I hope you enjoy it.
I don't know what I'm more excited about.
I know there's a lot going on.
9 o'clock K-pop, and right now, Harry Styles, we want to get you the biggest gig of the year. Harry Styles kicks off his Together Together tour in Amsterdam in May, and we want to send you and a friend there to experience one of the biggest nights of music this year. So basically, not only will you win the tickets to go and see him, you will also obviously get your return flights and your transfers. You will get 2 nights living it up in a luxury 4-star hotel accommodation. You'll win your dinner and your drinks. You'll win tickets to a top Amsterdam tourist attraction. And you'll win €500 spending money.
What do you think the top Amsterdam tourist attraction is?
The Anne Frank Museum? The house?
I don't know.
Do you think it's a cafe? Do you think it's a red light district?
Could be a sex museum.
I went in there once.
They're really funny.
That was really weird.
It was really funny and really weird. And you walk out and you don't know what to do.
You can't look at anyone in the eye.
No, you can't. Look, if you would like to win, what you have to do first and foremost is to qualify. You were listening out this morning and you will all across the day at Spin for Harry Styles to pop up between two songs. And when you hear it, message us the word Harry to 087 711 1038. Now, we did tell you, you do have to answer the phone a very particular way. So let's see if this person can do what they have to do to get on that standby list.
Watermelon Sugar High.
Oh, Emma.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, I'm counting to three and I'm hanging up.
I'd say half a second more.
It was connected to the Bluetooth on my car.
Oh, was it? Right.
I was trying to switch it.
Half a second later, Emma, I was going to hang up. I was no chance. But what was that message? What was that secret phrase you just said again?
Watermelon Sugar High.
You're on the standby list.
Yay!
Just like that, Emma. Just like that. By
thank
the
you
skin
so much.
Of your teeth.
Are you a huge fan?
Yeah, huge.
Oh, God. It's so frustrating he's not doing a Dublin gig, isn't it?
I know. It's so expensive to go everywhere else
as well. It's insanely expensive.
And actually, do you know what? The tickets themselves, no matter where, are so expensive as well. So this would be so nice not to have to worry about it.
With your return flights and transfers, all if you win this, it'd be so, so savage. All right. Well, Emma, best of luck on the 20th of March. We're going to be making that phone call just after around 11 o'clock, I think. Answer that phone with Watermelon Sugar High if we ring you, all right?
It'll be Dave making
perfect.
The call.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, don't let him down. You heard him there. He would have hung up.
I would have hung up.
Yeah.
Maybe have you disconnected from Bluetooth next
Absolutely.
Friday. No, listen, we're very passionate about our fully charged standby list, so we're really rooting for you.
Absolutely,
okay?
We are.
Okay.
Emma, best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you later. Do you think, though, I think the demand for Harry is so big that even if we took away the flights and the transfers and the hotel and everything, I think just the tickets, I'd be like, yeah.
Imagine we were like, we have to fly your own way to Amsterdam and you can stay in whatever hotel you want.
Because in this economy, you'd be like, grand, thanks a mil. It's such a deadly prize.
It's an unbelievable prize, and you can still enter. Harry will be popping up at random points throughout the day, not just on our show, but on Michaela Hayes' show, on Steve Kay's show, on Jamie and Faye as well. If you notice him popping up between two songs going, hi, I'm Harry Styles, then all you got to do is message us on WhatsApp. Just the word Harry, 087 711 1038. If we ring you back, answer with Watermelon Sugar High.
And obviously the very best look. Here's his former colleague now, Louis Tomlinson. This is Imposter on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. 7:21 and after 8 o'clock, wouldn't it be lovely going into your weekend with an extra €1,000 in your back pocket? That could be the case if you get all 10 correct in the Tricky 10. And if you'd like to register to play, we'd love to have you. It's Tricky and WhatsApp to 087 711 103. Do that now and hopefully we'll talk to you after 8.
Now, let me give you a little bit of a peek behind the curtain.
Ooh.
Of radio.
Ooh.
Okay? Let me just a little tiny bit. Sometimes when we talk for a very short amount of time, we call it a baby. Right? That's what we do. Just a little baby, right?
It's just a little colloquialism. I don't think that's an industry term. I think that's just an Emma,
it's just
Dave,
an
and
Emma
Fiona
Dave and Fiona
term.
Fiona thing.
It's like, yeah, like, do you know, we have to make the news on time, so keep this one now.
Yeah, so we're just going to talk, we're just a little baby.
Little baby chat. Oh my God, this is so funny because I see written in the sheet is Dave's baby.
Well, see, this is the thing. So because we're doing a little baby chat right now, I thought I'd bring to you, I basically had a baby last night in our house. So myself and Ben every hour would get up and we'd look after the baby and then we'd go back to bed and then it was his turn and he'd go down and look after the baby.
Why was there a baby in your house last
now,
night?
Now, it wasn't really a baby. It was the alarm. And it just kept going off. Just every 7 seconds.
No. And is that so your fire alarm?
No, it's my house alarm. The battery's gone.
Ah, no.
So I kind of feel like I know what it's like to have a child now and be a parent.
If
you have children right now and you're listening to this, I'm like you.
Very relatable.
Very similar to you.
I'm sure in many ways you and this alarm's relationship was probably quite dissimilar to a mother or father's relationship with their baby. But go on, tell us more about how you handled the alarm when it was under pressure.
Well, you see, it would go off and I would do that thing where I would listen to it, just constantly do that. And I'd be like, maybe Ben will look after it. And then I go, no.
Actually, the poor fellow.
It's my turn.
Yes.
It's my turn. I should do it. I'll let it cry for a few more minutes.
Just so it knows it won't be spoiled.
Exactly. And if I can manage to fall asleep while it cries.
Oh, no.
Grant.
That's probably where we're losing you. But yeah, okay.
So I did that and then, but I couldn't fall asleep. I felt too bad.
Do
you know what I mean? Just the guilt of the crying.
The guilt of the crying.
So I went down the stairs and I hit the alarm code and I hit quit and I was like, okay, no, you okay? Great. Put the soother back in its mouth.
That's probably always what happens.
And I went back up to bed and went back to sleep for about 20 minutes to an hour.
Ah, she's the poor thing.
Ah, the poor thing. I don't know. She was
having an awful night.
Teething or something.
Yeah, colic, I'd say.
Exactly, something like that. So anyway, thank God. Ben then went down.
Oh, bless
him. And he put the little alarm.
I was kind of upset.
And I was kind of sleeping. I was like, isn't he so good? Like, that's why I married him.
Yeah.
No, that's why I married him.
Very considerate.
Very considerate. He's great now with the little alarm.
With our little angle.
But the alarm person isn't arriving. The babysitter isn't arriving until 8:30 this morning.
Oh, dear.
So we had that for the entire night. But we've had that for the entire week. But on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, it was grand. It was going off every like 12 hours.
Yeah.
Right? And then on last night, it was like, all right, you really need to change me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. really
my
seriously.
My nappy is filthy.
It's filthy. You need to change me. My battery. And are you getting what I'm putting down here?
Dave, I'm fully on board.
You're picking it up here?
Whole yeah. It's such a beautiful metaphor.
We listen to a cry one more time.
Yeah, of course.
And when I put it in the code, what did it say?
Oh, the poor little pet.
Yeah.
Asher, look, it just needed a bit of loving. Do you
it's
know
their first
mean?
Words. Like,
yeah.
System unset.
System unset. Didn't get a data, but I got a system unset. It was lovely, guys.
Gorgeous.
This is Spin. Dermot Kennedy, Funeral on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Again, you are listening out, of course, for Harry Styles. If you want to get to that gig in Manchester, he might pop up between a couple of songs in the next while. Just keep listening for your chance to win.
Nice.
It's a massive weekend for the Irish contingent heading to the Oscars, in particular, of course. Jessie Buckley. There's a lot of Irish pressure being put on Jessie Buckley's shoulders because she could make Irish Oscar history.
I mean, there was loads of pressure put on us last year as well, wasn't there? With I want to say Barry Keoghan, mm-hmm. and I want to say Paul Mescal, and I want to say Colin Farrell.
I think if she wins Best Actress, she'll become the first Irish-born woman to win in that category.
Wow,
ever, which is cool.
Okay, that is
We've
a lot more pressure.
Winners in other acting categories in the past, like Cillian Murphy, won Best Actor Male.
And yes, Cillian Murphy. Fricker, that's what I was trying to think of.
Brenda Fricker, way back, won Best Supporting Actress.
Did she?
Yeah. So there's a lot of pressure, I think, on Jessie Buckley on this. Obviously, it's all in the back of Hamlet. She's won so many awards in award season already. She's been up and down making speeches. A lot of gags online even going, what's she going to do to mix up her speech this time?
Yeah.
She's given so many.
Oh God, I hope she wins it. Yeah. That would be unbelievable.
It's a lot of pressure, but best of luck, of course, to Jessie Buckley and Kerry, who are just claiming her more than they ever have.
Do you know her family owns a hotel?
Do they?
Yeah, News Talk were live from there yesterday.
No way.
Yeah, live.
In Kerry?
In Kerry.
That's class.
I thought it was mad.
Say
yeah.
that's pretty... to the bookings for that will go pretty big.
Jesse, can we put the Oscar in the hotel reception?
Please. And can we put a plaque on the door? There's other Irish production companies, vying for the win this year. Element Pictures, they're based in Dublin. They have strong presence again. Their film, Begonia.
Oh, yeah.
Dublin.
That's, was that, no.
That's the Emma Stone one.
The Emma Stone one.
But it's nominated in four categories, Best Picture and Best Actress. But it's a Dublin production company behind
that. Amazing. It's an incredible movie.
Then you also have the Irish Animation shortlisted for an Oscar, the Best Animation Short Film category. That's
we're really
directed.
Good at animation. Do you ever notice that?
We're class. What's that amazing group from Kilkenny?
Oh, yeah, I know the one you're talking about, yeah.
It's not going to come to me right now, but yeah, they're amazing. We'll find out the name in a sec. Directed by John Kelly, and this short film is voiced by Donald Gleeson. So, look, we'll all be waiting to hear on Monday. In terms of other Irish interest, well, a lot of pressure on Paul Mescal making huge headlines because he's going to be one of the people presenting the Oscar, an Oscar, and he's joining like total A-listers.
Other Cartoon people, Saloon.
Cartoon Saloon, thank you so much. Paul Mescal's joining Gwyneth Paltrow, Robert Downey Jr., Anne Hathaway, and many other A-listers in actually...
Presenting an award. So he's going to be doing it on his own, I think, which is pretty cool. So he won't be doing it with all those people because I feel like if he was,
You're
he'd get
up,
lost.
Up, down. So look, our girl, Shoba Shannon from Spin, she is in LA. She got there yesterday, I think. She's dealing with a little bit of jet lag.
But I'd imagine
sent
so.
Sent us a voice note. She's been out exploring and she's getting loads of exclusives as part of the media who are given the... I suppose given the past to be media for the Oscars, I think they're treated really well. It's such an experience for the media. So we've got an update from her.
Well, hello from LA. It is 12 o'clock here. I'm walking back to my hotel room, heels in hand. Do you know that feeling when you take off your heels at the end of the night and your foot hits the carpet?
Oh,
I know. You're not going to get it, but anyway, you're going to understand. I've had the most amazing and exciting whirlwind of a day. Like, I kicked it off with the Oscars goodie bag, got an exclusive look there. So all that's going to go up in our socials. So keep your eyes peeled.
Now, just having a quick look at the goodie bags, right? This is ridiculous. This is what people, nominees on the night, were going to get in a bloody goodie bag, right? So a stay at a 9 million private villa in Costa Rica.
It's always insane stuff.
With a chef and a driver. There's a luxury Arctic villa stay in Finnish Lapland with Northern Lights viewing and a private chef. You can imagine it. Loads of wellness retreats. Loads of facials. $400 credit towards facials and massage services. Thought that might be a little bit more.
Don't really like this.
No, it's $400. Don't really like this liposuction experience.
Class. Experience. You don't actually get it done. It's just a simulator.
Bit weird.
It's just a VR simulator.
The funniest thing in the Oscars goodie bag this year, in my opinion, is a trusted prenup.
Stop it.
So, a custom prenuptial agreement created by celebrity divorce attorney James Sexton.
Incredible.
Isn't that shocking?
Hollywood is terrifying.
The list goes on. Then there's an assortment of teas from Tea Chest. Good on you.
I wonder though, you know when they get those villas like where it's like, oh, you can stay in this $9 million villa. And you're like, how do you book that? Because like, what if it's like, I'll go next week. No, Robert Downey Jr. is next week. Yeah. Oh, I'll go the week after. No, Cillian Murphy's got it then.
I'm sure you'd get your people to organise it at a time that suits yourself. More from Shannon.
I got an exclusive look at the red carpet. It was just mental walking the red carpet again. Like, all of the Irish nominees are going to walk that on Sunday, including our very own Jessie Buckley. Fingers crossed she wins. It's looking good, guys.
I love sending Shannon places because it's like sending like a collie into like a big warehouse filled with chew toys and treats.
She's just
so happy to be anywhere.
Born to be an entertainment reporter.
She's such a golden retriever. I love her.
She was sent to Birmingham a few weeks ago for the Peaky Blinders event. She was like,
we were all like, oh, you have to go to Birmingham. That sucks. She was like, no, I've never been. It's amazing.
She's like, I'm so excited to go to Birmingham. Like, as far as Shannon's concerned, LA, Birmingham, equal
same
opportunity.
Yeah. Like, cannot wait. I love her.
She also was just back from a party.
But then I finished the night at the Oscar Wilde red carpet, or let's be real, it's a green carpet. Yes. I chatted to Donald Gleeson, got the exclusive on Taylor Swift, if he's going to go to her wedding. Then J.J. Abrams was there. J.J. Abrams, like, actually crazy. And I talked to him about Gracie Abrams, Paul Mescal. So yeah, I've had the best day ever and I'm definitely going to sleep tonight.
I love the way Shannon's like, I got the exclusive. Tell us the exclusive,
yeah, can you give us the exclusive?
Can you give us that though? No, she's like, no, I just had a little chat, had a drink, and then I headed off.
And I'll tell you when I'm ready.
Yeah. But herself and Paul went to get battered chips.
The whole Donald Gleeson thing is interesting. I don't know if you're versed on this, Dave. Did you see the Taylor Swift Opalite music video?
No.
Okay, very quickly. Taylor Swift, Opalite, great. A few months ago on the Graham Norton show, Graham was on the carpet, as was Donald Gleeson, as were a few others.
Yes.
And jokingly once, at one point during that interview, Donald was like, oh, my dream in life is just being a Taylor Swift music video. So Taylor took everyone that was on the couch that night and Graham and put them in the Opalite music
video.
That's
very cool.
So she obviously asked, are you going to the wedding based on your newfound friendship? So look, more from Shannon. We might get the exclusives that she got at some point. Wait, see. She might wake up there and tell us what she was
on
about.
She was at a party. Lad, so give her a second, okay?
She just took her heels off. It's been a long day. I'll tell you when I'm ready. Wish I was in
Birmingham. I love that girl.
Wish I was in Birmingham. Here's Tyler. This is Chanel on Spin. 1038.
Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. I like where
this is going. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. What's going on? How are we?
It's Friday. Yeah.
Thank God.
It's Saturday, Sunday.
What?
And then Tuesday is a bank holiday.
Yeah, I'm kind of annoyed at that, but let's not get into that.
Some smart people like Callum would have booked the Monday off to have a very long weekend. Anyway, the rest of us are just idiots.
We were stupid.
Look, you would be far from an idiot if you won €1,000 in the next few minutes on this very show, or courtesy of this very show. It's all but thanks to 7Up. We're gearing up for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, the golden cans are back across participating stores, and you could win €1,000 if you find our golden can this morning. So our guy Matthews is somewhere in the city and with the spinnies, and if you find them, you'll win €1,000, but not just by spotting them. You have to go up to them and you have to say a certain phrase.
Yeah, now we gave you the two clues about 6 minutes ago as to where Matthews is, but you can't approach him. There's no point. He can't give it to you until you hear the phrase. And we can exclusively reveal, if you're there right now, the first person, don't hurt him,
don't hurt him,
is I'm up for the crack. Go to Matthews right now, say I'm up for the crack, win yourself €1,000. There's a live stream right now if you're looking on TikTok.
I'm on TikTok right now and I'm Spin 103.8 is live. I can see Matthews by a fountain with a golden can of 7-Up.
Interesting.
Where would there be a fountain in the city?
That's very strange. In the middle of the city, quite green around there as well.
Quite green.
Fountain, isn't it?
Quite green. Hey, there's my mate Stephen. Hey, Stephen.
Who's Stephen?
Huh? Put it together there, Em.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
I thought you were like, who's your friend Stephen on the live stream? I swear to God, that was genuine. I was like, who are you you shouting out in the live stream? Right, I think we gave that away. Go find Matthew Matthews, win €1,000.
I'm up for the crack. That's what you have to say to him. I'm up for the crack. If you say that, you win €1,000. Simple as that.
It's Bruno Mars and I Just Might on your number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin, and we are delighted to tell you Spin K-Pop, a brand new radio station dedicated to the global sound of K-Pop, is now live on the Go Loud app, and we are celebrating. The rise of K-Pop music is just massive, especially among the younger kids.
Yeah, I'd say it's gone quite downhill in Belfast though. They're probably not a fan of that anymore.
To celebrate the launch, we'll be doing nothing but K-Pop hits from 9 to 10 this morning.
Tricky. All right. First, though, we got to get through the business of potentially giving someone €1,000 on the tricky 10 if they can answer 10 questions correctly. Mm-hmm. Now, no one's managed to do this yet, but I'm hoping today's player can do it.
I always love that. I don't know why. And again, I realise how childish this sounds, but I always love the idea of giving away the prize that we're all dying to give away when someone's missing. Mm-hmm. So like Callum's away today. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's very childish of me, but I'm imagine being like, oh, you missed the grand giveaway. Maybe I'm a bit evil.
No, I'm totally with you on that one.
Katie is standing by this morning to give this a go. How are you?
Not so bad, how are you?
Grand. Yeah,
not too bad.
Do you want anything on for the weekend? Or are you waiting for Tuesday?
No, waiting for Tuesday.
And what will you do on Tuesday? Will you go into the parade or?
Yeah, I have to walk in the parade with the local girl guides.
Oh, very nice. What's your local parade, Katie?
Drogheda.
Drogheda Parade. Ah, very nice. I've been to the Drogheda Parade many times as my family lives very close to and I've always enjoyed it.
What time will that kick off then on Tuesday?
For 10:30 for 12 o'clock.
Well, that's not too bad. I was like, the Dublin one, you probably have to be there hours before. Probably takes up your whole day.
Nightmare.
You know, like, trying
absolute
to get
nightmare
there and stuff. Okay, well, that's really exciting.
And what's the plan for the weekend then before all that kicks off, Katie?
Relax.
Yes, great, great.
Perfect.
Answer.
Build up to the emotions.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be awful emotions. So sorry,
reset,
tell me
the
again.
The nervous system.
Who are you walking with?
Girl guides, isn't it?
The local girl guides.
Okay, so what do you do in the girl guides?
I'd be a volunteer leader with the ladybirds.
That's very cool.
I was in the ladybirds. Is that what they're called? Ladybugs?
Ladybirds?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was in Terranure in school, and then when I moved to the country, I don't think they had girl guides anymore.
So what is it? Like, what do you do? Do you tie knots and stuff?
Yeah, loads of that stuff. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I think so. Is that right, Katie?
Yeah, the older girls would. The younger girls, not so much. But the older girls would go camping, they go abroad on different trips. And
wow.
It's a great experience for all ages.
Change a tire.
Yeah, I'd say they do.
They definitely do.
That's so cool, Katie. I love that. Fair play to you.
Well, look, okay, here we go with the tricky 10. We want you to win €1,000 on the spot this morning. 55 seconds are about to go on the clock. Dave is asking you 10 questions. Each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10. That answer won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer. Remember that, Katie. And if you don't know the answer, give it a guess. It is going to be something between 1 and 10. Prize today for the best score of the week. Answer all 10. Win a grand on the spot. Evan is currently top of the leaderboard. He scored 7 in 54.45 seconds. But look, we are rooting for you.
We are indeed, Katie. The very best of luck. The tricky 10. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Complete the name of the classic fairy tale, The What Little Pigs?
3.
The K-pop band Blackpink has released how many studio albums?
2.
What is 90 divided by 10?
9.
George Lazenby starred in James Bond in how many films?
1.
What time would it be on a 24-hour clock if it read 2200 hours?
8 o'clock.
The word baby has how many letters?
4.
Vicar Street and Dublinia are in which Dublin postal district? What number?
6.
How many weekends end with the letter... how many weekdays end with the letter Y? Weekdays.
7.
What is the largest single-digit prime number?
8.
If A equals 1, what number is F in the alphabet?
What number is which?
F for fire.
10.
Stop the clock.
Woo!
All right, Katie, how do you think you did?
I don't know, my hair's racing.
Is it racing? You poor thing. How do you do when we're playing this as normal, like when you're not on the radio?
This week I've kind of got 6 every day, so.
6, okay.
And then when I heard 7 yesterday, I was like, oh no!
Okay, let's top them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Woo!
Ooh, a score of 5.
Now listen, when we got to number 4, and you had that correct, I literally said to myself,
oh my God,
we're
going to
do this here. 4. You got the first 4 complete. The 3 little pigs, 2 studio albums for Blackpink, 90 divided by 10. Then George Lazenby, how do you pronounce his name?
Lazenby, I said. Yeah. I've no idea.
You
never
got
heard
that
of
that right with one. And then I don't know what happened to you, but you panicked on a 24-hour clock. If it read 2,200 hours, what time would it be?
You said 8.
Oh, I heard 20.
Oh, sorry.
No, the answer was 10. Vicar Street and Dublinia are in which Dublin postal district? You said 6. The answer is 8.
Close.
This was a horrible question.
Horrible question. And I kind of messed up on it a little bit. I said, how many weekdays end with the letter Y? Weekdays. So like days in Monday to Friday.
Five, yeah, rather than the 7 you said. The largest single digit prime number is 7.
I never would have got that.
Neither would I.
What is a prime number again? Is that the number that can only be divided by itself and 1?
God, Dave, it's not even 8 and you literally have asked me about juxtaposition and prime numbers.
Sorry.
Stop showing me up.
My bad.
What is the answer? You can only divide them by?
Itself and 1.
Right.
Can only be divided by itself and 1. So 7 is the answer.
And finally, A, B, C, D, E, F. If A equals 1, then F would equal 6 in
That's
the alphabet. It wasn't to be, but you're a legend.
No,
and you did something different today. And lots of people listening didn't. They just listened and didn't actually come forward and play.
Absolutely.
So you did. Well done.
Katie, enjoy the parade on Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a million. So
and
nice to
give my
you.
Love to everybody in Drogheda, won't you?
Will do, Dave. As always.
As always. See you later.
Thanks,
Katie.
Katie. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Now, if you want to play Monday, we'd obviously love to have you on. It's tricky in a WhatsApp to register to play on 087-711-1038. Evan takes the win this week. He top of the leaderboard, scored Woo! 7 in that 54.45 seconds.
Can't spell 7 without Evan.
Hey, true. That prize will be on the way to you, sir. Dave Rang's in a sec. And this day next week, we'll find out who's won that amazing trip to Amsterdam to see Harry Styles. If you want to get yourself in the standby list, well, make sure you keep listening to Spin when Harry pops up between songs. He'll tell you exactly what you need to do to get yourself on the standby list.
I also think we have a winner for our 7-Up competition. Woo! Someone has found Matthew and given him the phrase that pays, and we will be crossing over to Matthew very, very soon to find out that winner. But first, we got to get through one of my favourite parts of the week. This is where I rank from 5 to 1 my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like Phineas and Ferb songs. The whole thing started because I was like, can I just rank my favourite Phineas and Ferb songs?
And Callum was like,
let's do this every week.
This is fun.
So then I did like lines from Titanic or transition sounds between 2.5 Men scenes. Well, today is quite a niche one, but I think you're going to enjoy it, especially if you were like me and used to watch TV with your dad on a Sunday night, very late, and wouldn't say a word so that he wouldn't realise it was way past your bedtime.
Yes.
I welcome you to Dave Ranks Jeremy Clarkson's intros from old Top Gear episodes.
Woo! Go on.
I told you it was niche, but if you, like me, absolutely loved Top Gear, then you will enjoy this. At the start,
I used to watch this with my dad on Sunday evenings.
And wouldn't you just be like, you'd watch it with your dad, and then if you'd moved an inch, you'd be like, shouldn't you be in bed? You'd be like, no.
No. You'd be holding in the wee for dear life.
Exactly.
Don't move.
I just don't want to go to bed. Anyway, so Dave Rang's Jeremy Clarkson's intros from old Top Gear episodes. If you don't know what this is, basically on every Top Gear episode, Jeremy Clarkson used to do a little bit of an intro for what was coming up. Obviously, this was a producer thing. It's like, hey, you should forward sell what's coming up on the show. But Jeremy Clarkson, as always, was a little bit of a messer. Do you know what I mean? And he didn't forward sell anything important. He forward sell things like, I have a look at this, and or I draw a picture, and things like that. Mm-hmm. So they're all silly. And to give you an example, I will go to 5th place on Dave Rank's Jeremy Clarkson's intros from old Top Gear episodes, and it's this.
Tonight, I hold up a jar. James points to the hill. And Richard eats a sandwich.
So they're all obviously taken out of context.
Yeah, they're great.
While they're on the road doing something, yeah. And then they just take that little bit of clip,
yeah.
And I just find it very funny.
It's just so sarcastic, and it's almost like a middle finger to the producers.
It is
like,
such
you
a middle finger.
Something important. We spent millions on this episode.
All right, we move on to 4th place for Dave Rank's Jeremy Clarkson intros from old Top Gear episodes, and it's when you're on the motorway and you might see a sheep, and you go, ah, sheep,
yeah.
Or you see a horse, you go, ah, horse. It's that.
Tonight, I move my eyes. Richard vandalizes a road.
There you go.
And James says cow.
Cow!
That's so good.
I love this. All right, we move on to 3rd place. Richard seems to be kind of getting a lot of the heat on these intros, yeah. Which is really, really funny. Wait till you hear number 1. It's my favourite thing in the world. But 3rd is when Jeremy Clarkson slags Richard once again.
Tonight, I sit on a rock. James gets something in his eye. And Richard says, Rummy!
Oh, Rummy!
He got the, honestly, the OG, that was just brilliant. It's a shame that it went so south.
I know.
Because it was just the perfect formula.
The Grand Tour just wasn't the same.
No, like, it just didn't hit. I even say that as not a car fan. I just found them, the trio, so entertaining.
They were just brilliant. I love the three of them. So interesting. But here we go with second place for Dave Ranks, Jeremy Clarkson's intros from old Top Gear episodes. And you said a middle finger to the producers. I thought this was the most middle finger thing to the producers ever. I absolutely love it. Second place is this.
Tonight, Richard wears a blue hat. James wears a different hat. And I wear a hat with things on it.
That's brilliant.
That's your forward self for the entire episode.
I feel like we should do that with all our Harry Styles stuff, like, to, you know, to when we're plugging that he's, you know, he might hear him and get yourself to Amsterdam. We'll just be like, I actually can't think of it, and I'm not Jeremy Clarkson.
Just on the podcast, we'll just be like, on today's show.
Yeah, that's
Emma said. Ah.
That's
things
perfect.
Like that.
Yeah.
But it's not number one. Number one on Dave Ranks, Jeremy Clarkson's intros from old Top Gear episodes, I think, is a fantastic joke that needs to be told to everyone in Dublin, and everyone needs to hear and enjoy this. Number one for Dave Ranks, Jeremy Clarkson's intros from old Top Gear episodes, it's this.
Tonight, I eat a cabbage. James throws a bird out of the car. And Richard forgets the abbreviation for America.
USB.
It's so good.
That is brilliant.
Tonight, I eat a cabbage. James throws a bird out of the car. And Richard forgets the abbreviation for America.
USB.
That's so good.
And that is Dave Ranks for this week. Hope you enjoyed.
I absolutely did. One
very
of my
niche
favorite
today.
USB.
USB.
Taking everything people say out of context. Oh, that's excellent. It is 8:27. You're listening to Fully Charged. This is Benson Boone and Mr. Electric Blue. He was a straight. Dave and I are becoming designers, okay? And to become designers, we're going to need your help on this. If you were with us earlier in the week, you might remember that I brought to the show my terrible t-shirt. I bought a t-shirt for my trip to Thailand. Just a plain, I thought, plain old red t-shirt. Perfect. I'll wear it day in, day out, surely. And when it arrived, I realised it was subject to horrific, cringy text.
Mm.
And we have kind of made a statement on the show saying cringy text needs to get off clothing.
Yeah, I went to Dundrum the other day and I bought a hoodie, and the hoodie says, this is part of a movement.
Oh,
or this is
so
the start of a movement. I was like, please just give me the grey hoodie.
I just want my grey hoodie. The t-shirt in question said, I wasn't made for romance on the front, and at the back it says, emotionally unavailable, no time for romance, relationship status, avoiding it. Now, I've
Which
been in
funny
shock since...
funny because you're in a relationship for the last 2 years.
I know, imagine, I was thinking, imagine I'm walking ahead of Jack like on holidays and he's like, everything okay, Anne? Everything okay there? But I was saying,
are we good?
I've also noticed on t-shirts and stuff, even over the last few days, I did see the other day, I won't name the shop, but on a pajamas, I was like, oh my God, lovely.
Pajamas are real bad for this thing.
Too glam to give a damn.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's so bad. With that in mind...
It's giving live, laugh, love.
It's horrific. We would love any designer to stop printing crap on clothes, but two, we're going to design our own. We aim to make the worst t-shirt ever on the show, right? We're getting them made. So what we want from you this morning are random words. Anything. Weird, crazy, niche, strange words.
And do we have to put, like, come up with quotes with those words?
That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to merge together your weird words and make the worst t-shirt known to man.
Okay, no ChatGPT on this. We're going to do it all from our brain, so it's going to be even worse.
Oh, we're going to do it all based on what you send us. So send us a word, any word, on WhatsApp now. Use your voice notes. Send them over on 087-711-1038. Before 9 o'clock, we will have established what t-shirt is going to print and what t-shirts we'll be giving away on this show.
Very exciting.
Get on it. Now, I was telling you on the show the other day that I got a t-shirt for my trip to Thailand. Just a really baggy, plain t-shirt for rocking around the place. And I was absolutely gutted when it arrived. It was an online order, so my fault for not... inspecting it.
I can't believe you didn't zoom in on what you bought.
I just kind of threw it into a basket going, you know, that's cheap and cheerful, that'll do now. But
what
anyway.
If it was really bad? What if it was just like, you know what I mean, I hate vegetarians or something, you know what I mean? Like,
that's the thing. I didn't expect the text on it to be so embarrassing. And we kind of said in the show, can people just stop putting terrible text on clothes? Sometimes you're walking into a shop and you're like, look at the colour of that hoodie. It's exactly what I'm after. And then it says something really crap on it. So this t-shirt on the back says, emotionally unavailable, no time for romance, relationship status, avoiding it. So we've decided that we're going to create our very own Fully Charged t-shirts, but with the worst text ever on them. And we need your help to come up with phrases. So for example, Dave, if I gave you a random word like pineapple.
Pineapple.
Your job would be to come up with a terrible phrase to put on our terrible okay. Fully Charged t-shirt.
All I'm thinking of is, you know, those prickly things on the side of a pineapple mm-hmm. where it's like prickly on the outside.
Juicy
on the inside, like a pineapple. Something yeah, like that, something yeah. stupid, like crap things that you'd see on it, like a River Island t-shirt.
Totally. So we're looking for your suggestions, your random words this morning. Get them in a voice note, 087 711 1038. We're going to design these t-shirts and have them for you to give out in the show in the next couple of weeks.
Hi guys, for the t-shirt slogan, seems as it's coming up to Easter, you could put in bunny or crucifixion or with Paddy's Day coming up, you could totally take the mick out of the Americans and put in St. Patty's, P-A-T-T-Y-S. That'd be great.
Crucifixion, bunnies and patties.
I don't think one of them words is going to make it in, but St. Patties I'm kind of liking. I'm trying to think what would be a terrible phrase that you could see on a t-shirt in like a shop in Dundrum about St. Patties. Even when they call it St. Patties, when they call it St. Patty's, you know you're Irish.
Something like that, yeah.
Something stupid like these.
This is in from Cece.
Well, spin 1038. When we was in work, we always used to say, honya bunya. Don't know what it means. But I think it's a gas word. Honya bunya.
Honya
bunya.
Honya bunya.
Morning, everyone. My suggestion for a word for a t-shirt is moist.
Of course, it's always moist.
It has to get in there.
It's always moist.
We'd love your voice notes on this on 087 711 1038. We're going to compile a t-shirt. We're going to put it together on the show in the next few minutes and we're going to send it to print, okay? I bought a t-shirt the other day. It has some really cringe writing on the back of it. I'm so sick of this. I hate when you just love what you see and then you zoom in on a t-shirt or a jumper or pajamas even. Sometimes what's written on them is so bad. You just wonder, why did someone feel the need to add that to that lovely top?
No need.
No
Absolutely
need.
No need.
On the back of that, we want to design the worst t-shirt ever with the worst phrases ever. So we've been asking you to send in some random words and we'll put together some phrases and we're going to go to print on these t-shirts and give them away on the show.
I have been coming up with a couple of examples of like phrases or a couple of words that people have been sending in. I've been coming up with examples of phrases that you would see on a pajama yeah. or something. So like the word like cringe. Someone has suggested cringe, so you could totally put on a t-shirt, I might be cringe, but at least I'm happy. That is totally something you would see on a t-shirt.
Totally. We must welcome back M50 Gav.
M50 Gav.
It's been a while since we heard from him.
Good morning, Spin 10308. M50 Gav is back, baby. I'll give you the good quote. You can't chase the rainbow if there's not skills at the end. Giddy up. The M50's in bits.
I think the quote is better when you say, giddy up, the M50's in bits, and include it all
That's
in.
That's so good. Giddy up, the M50's in bits. I would buy that t-shirt.
Actually, do you know what, Gav? You're onto something there. Don't mind the Skittles and the
yeah,
rainbow.
Yeah. Don't know what that was about.
Giddy up, the M50's in bits. I want on a t-shirt. It's not even cringe. I love it.
I love it. That's so good. Okay, we've had other suggestions as well, have we?
Yeah.
So, Honya Bunya, we already got through that. Some people are giving in full-blown quotes that they've come up with. Too young to care, too young to poo. Don't know what that means, but listen,
I presume that was from a child that's came in here.
Too young to care, too young to poo.
That's definitely a mother who just dropped her child off, but a child insists it gets on the radio.
Make sure and send that in, ma'am, yeah? It's really important. Too.
Hello, can you please put the word falafel on your t-shirt? Thank you.
I was thinking of falafel and I was thinking maybe it could be a t-shirt for Christmas or like a jumper or Christmas pajamas. So fa-la-la-la-la, falafel.
That is genius.
There we go.
I think two t-shirts are already in the making here. One being giddy up the M50s and bits and one fa-la-la-la-la, falafel.
That's only available at Christmas.
That's brilliant. It's
What's
Emma,
going
Dave
on?
And Fiona. About an hour ago, we were telling you that we wanted you to get yourself sorted with €1,000. €1,000 coming out the yin yang today, by the way. But this, all with thanks to 7-Up. Gearing up for St. Patrick's Day with 7-Up.
Yeah, the golden cans are back across participating stores. And you had to find our Matthew Matthews to win €1,000. But you had to give him the phrase that pays.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he was somewhere in the city. And we do have a winner. Let's hear from that winner now. Who are you?
Mary O'Loughlin. I'm up for the crack.
Mary, you just won yourself €1,000, all thanks to 7Up. You've won the gold can.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
How do you think you're going to spend it?
But my daughter was in the car with me this morning. I was bringing her to school. And she was talking the other day about how she's going to get money for her spending money because we're going to Florida in the summer. So I'm actually going to share it with her.
Mary, enjoy this can of €1,000. All thanks to 7Up.
Thank you.
When Happy Mary day. Says she's going to share it with her, do you think she's taken $500? For herself, or do you think she's giving it all to the daughter?
Oh God, no! Sharing means a split of it. I would say sharing a €50 of that €1,000 equates to sharing.
So Mary's like, here, there's £50
there's a tenner
for your trip to Florida. Enjoy.
Not a bad
it.
Way to start the day, Mary. Well done,
lads. Machine Gun Kelly. It's kind of been MGK week.
It has.
In my life all this week because obviously he's been in Dublin. He was going to be performing last night. Now I was shocked at this, right? Because I rocked up to the Three Arena. And your one said, oh, you can go in this door. It doesn't matter. We're only doing the one door today.
Oh.
And I was like, what? They're only doing the one door. Only 5,000 tickets were sold.
That's very disappointing.
Isn't it? Like, I thought, like, the curtains were up.
Oh,
like,
God.
You know, at the very,
yeah,
very back.
Of course.
But now, in fairness, everyone who's an MGK fan really gave it socks there. Like, do you know what I mean? So yeah. It didn't feel empty or whatever. And it didn't look empty either.
Do you know what? There's nothing to be ashamed of as well. I think it's so such a letdown when you walk into the arena and you see the curtains up. You're like, oh no, this didn't sell. But you're like, sorry, you sold 5,000 tickets. That's unreal.
It's very cool.
Now, and to be honest, we've no middling. You're either going to the Three Arena. 5,000 people is too much for an Olympia.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So
it
you
is.
Kind of have to do it there.
No middle ground
exactly.
At all. Yeah, now, I think, actually, to be honest, it's a fantastic idea when the curtains are, like, if an artist hasn't fully sold it out and they saw hundreds of thousands of empty seats, like...
That's really off-putting.
That's really off-putting. So the Three Arena bring the curtains forward and they just cover up those seats so the artist thinks, oh, that's just a wall. I think that's really
it
clever.
Because it's all about the mindset.
It's all in the mindset. Yeah. Anyway, it was... one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Yes, I'm so happy for you.
It was fantastic. He played for... He came on at 10 to 9.
Yeah.
And he played until about 11.
Really?
He played non-stop.
So you've had a big week because the other day MGK put on his Instagram story, meet me here. It was Liberty Lane. Behind
Liberty
Williams,
Lane, yeah.
And he was recording a music video for one of his new songs. And
so
Dave
I went
actually
down.
Made it. Yeah.
I went down and I tried to be in the music video. I'm in it for a little bit, I think, at some point. Hopefully not for very long. But I am. I was filmed at some point.
Yeah.
But there was, at one point down Liberty Lane, he got up on this wall to obviously be up above the crowd. He was going to jump into it and do a crowd surf,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
This was not last night, this was the other day. So he got up on this wall. Now, what he accidentally did was he put his hand on a thorn,
yeah,
and used his body weight to bring himself up. The thorn went straight through his hand.
As in from one side to the other?
Yes, so if you look in between your baby finger and your ring finger,
oh,
and you just kind of go down there, it went through there, okay?
Came out the other side.
And he can't bend those fingers now. He still managed to play guitar for the entire night. At certain points, you'd see him putting the microphone back on the microphone stand, and he'd be like, oh, damn it. Like, he'd be like, this is... His hand was in bits, and he played the best gig. One
Did
of the best gigs
your,
I've ever been to.
I feel like for you, as you know, you were so... such an emo growing up, and that's like such a big part of your identity.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get your fix?
I really did.
You need
I really
your
did.
Fix every few
like,
months, don't
you? Last a couple of years ago, I went to see Fall Out Boy. A year before that, I went to see My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
And then I saw Green Day, and I was like, I'm living it out. MGK has kind of resurged that emo pop,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
music,
really,
that
good music
I love,
yeah,
so much.
I love Fall Out Boy and all.
So I brought Pippa along. Pippa has absolutely no clue about MGK, doesn't know anything about him, doesn't know his music, doesn't know the vibe. Now, what I found really funny at the gig,
yeah,
was that there was clearly, because all of these people are grown-ups,
mm,
they used to be emos. Yeah. They're not necessarily anymore, right?
It's so, like the gang that went to see... oh my God, what was that massive gig a few weeks ago with the biggest rock band in the world?
Oh yeah, Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. It's like the
yeah, the old rockers,
fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So like all these people where you can clearly see were kind of emos back in the day,
yeah,
and
yeah,
now live normal lives and work a normal 9-to-5 job. So and they've maybe brought their partner along who clearly doesn't know. So like there was this South Dub guy beside me, and you could see he was like, what's going on? Like, what? His girlfriend brought him. She was dancing along to every single thing.
Yeah.
She had the black nail varnish on. But the South Dub was kind of like on,
what's happening?
Does he play golf? Yeah. Do you think he played golf while he was
it
here?
It was nuts, lads. It was so funny.
Did you wear kind of different clothes?
I did. So I wore, I have this hoodie. It's a black hoodie and it has a blue face on it, like a blue kind of smiley face, yeah, yeah. And the eyes are X's.
Oh,
so it's quite emo-y.
Yeah.
And I wore very baggy black pants and I wore my runners. And I felt
people
like I was going,
mad for you.
No, she was just like, oh my God, ick. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, fair enough. But I brought her along. She had the best time. Even I didn't know a lot of the songs, but now I obviously do. But like listening to the songs that I didn't really know, I was like, this is fantastic. There's something about MGK's voice. That's
there's something
just,
about that genre of music that's just...
It just does it for me.
Unbelievable.
It just does it for me, lads.
Yeah. It hasn't been as... Like, it's great that MGK's doing it, but it just hasn't been as prominent in the way the world went with
yes.
like dance music and, you know, it's kind of still dance. Obviously, K-pop now
Which
as well.
I don't understand, because as soon as I play an MGK song for someone, they're all like, whoa, that's unreal.
Oh, yeah, totally agree with you. 100%.
So there you go. Deadly gig. Well done to MGK.
And his poor little fingy.
Yeah.
Saw this yesterday online. I was actually totally captivated by this. Ask Maps is basically a huge revamp of the Google Maps app. When I first met Jack, you know, he didn't have Google Maps downloaded.
This fella doesn't have Instagram, he doesn't have Snapchat, he doesn't have Twitter, he doesn't have Facebook. He now he doesn't even have Google Maps.
I had to be like, no, I'm sorry now. Grand if you don't want to be on Instagram, but you need to get Google Maps. This is ridiculous.
What does he use? Apple Maps?
He was just using whatever was on the phone. Yeah, is that Apple Maps?
If he has an iPhone, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
really
God.
Really bad.
Or Waze.
But Ask Maps is back and it's basically teaming up with they have the AI thing, don't they? Google Gemini. But they're saying things like you can turn your weekend into a movie set with our new Ask Maps feature. So instead of just watching the nominees from your couch, you can step inside your favorite films with this prompt. So you could say to your Google Maps, create a tour through New York, showing me famous locations in whatever popular film.
Okay.
Map it out and detour for lunch in the middle.
Okay, very cool.
And that's what you could do if you visit a new city, which is quite cool.
That is savage now, in fairness. I like that.
You can even ask it a question like, find me a public toilet nearby where I don't need to wait in line or buy something.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's
Isn't
really,
that
really
so good.
It's clever. Like, I've seen the revamp for this online. Like, to be honest, my Twitter feed is just filled with people talking about the Google Maps update. So yeah, at this Ask Maps thing with the AI. But the actual visual of it has completely changed as well, which is really looking
good. Don't think it's happening for us yet. I think it's rolled out first in America and India, and then it'll come to us after. But like, for example, you could say to Google Maps, or ask it, and you don't even have to, obviously you're driving, so you can ask it with your voice, my phone is about to die, where can I buy a charger or charge for free without having to get coffee?
Nice.
And that's so good.
Yeah, that's
I was thinking of you at this one, because I remember when we first met like 10 years ago, you weren't great with socializing with big crowds. That's improved now, but you just hated it. You can, it says if you're in a new city and you want to know where the crowds are, you can adjust your zoom on Google Maps. If you see a yellow tint on certain streets, that indicates high level of activity.
Really?
You can walk towards the yellow for action or turn away for something quieter.
That's kind of cool. I do like the bit on Google Maps at the moment where it's like, this place is as busy as it gets,
yes.
or not too busy. Because then if I'm going on a night out and we were trying to figure out where to go, we just won't go there.
You can even now say something like, my friends are coming from, I don't know, Limerick this evening. Any spots with the cozy aesthetic and a table for four at seven tonight, it can do that for you.
That's unreal.
As well.
I wonder how well this will work, because obviously AI is great for saying it can do all these things, but then when you ask ChatGPT to spell strawberry, it doesn't know how.
Well, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, coming back to where can I use a toilet that I don't have to queue for something, it could send you from Dublin to Belfast. Yeah. Be like, well, there's a place in Donegal if you want to detour in that direction.
Just go into the Marker Hotel there for a pee.
Celebrating the launch of Spin's K-pop radio. Playing 24-7 on the Go Loud app. Yo!
Woo! Spin K-pop, brand new radio station dedicated to the global sound of K-pop, featuring the biggest hits from chart-topping groups, rising rookies and iconic solo artists. You can check it out on the Go Loud app now. I'm excited about this.
Now, the only person we needed to talk to, really, when it comes to it, apart from BTS, if they're around, if they're finishing the army yet, is Michaela Hayes. She is a staunch K-pop fan, has been, before it was cool, Michaela, would you say?
Yes, I've been a K-pop fan, I'm going to say, for about 7 years now. It has ruined my life.
What got you into it? Like, what was the song that were you were like, yeah, that's my genre
can
now?
Can I guess it was BTS?
Yes. It was BTS, yeah. It was them. It was a video of them dancing. They're really in sync when they're dancing. And then I was scrolling through and I saw clips of, like, do you know John Cena, the...
John Cena?
Yeah. He's the fighter one, isn't he?
Yeah, the wrestler, yeah.
He was like...
Dear Christ.
what was he saying about them?
He was like, these are the greatest band in the world. He was like...
Really, did he?
He always talks about them. Every interview he does in America, he'll always talk about them. He was like, they teach you to love yourself. They teach you to be you. They teach you all these things. It's
very
amazing.
Nice. And do you take that with you
when you go to your, do your show at Spin at 10 o'clock, are you like, okay, what would BTS do? They would be themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why nobody listens to me. Excellent.
Yeah, right. No, but listen, it's just a really positive genre, isn't it?
It is, but I think I really dislike the fact it's called K-pop because I think the translation of it wasn't great when they were moving
Korean
it over
to... Korean pop music, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so it's any music from South Korea, but it's not just pop. Okay. Everyone thinks it's just like BTS, Butter and Dynamite.
So is that would that be, like, say if it's rock, is it K-rock?
No, it's all just K-pop. So every genre, any genre that comes from there is, I think they thought like pop music just meant music.
When
so we've got like there's a girl group called Baby Monster that are hardcore heavy metal.
No way.
Yeah, they're really cool because they're in like little cutesy outfits, but they're like flat out heavy
that
metal.
That is the
like,
full K-pop
genre. So it kind of puts
genre,
it into
it?
A bit of a box, which it's way more diverse.
Yeah.
What's cool about the Spin K-pop is the radio station, obviously, that we've just launched. You'll get all those genres of music on there as well.
And you kind of organised that.
You're the one who set the playlist.
Yes, I built a playlist of 700 songs.
Wow. Dear God. And so are you going to be voicing it as well?
I am also the voice.
Amazing.
Of it. Yeah.
Can you speak Korean?
I can say a few words like sarangge, which means I love you. Anaseo. Hello.
What was that one?
Anaseo.
Anaseo.
Which is hello.
Okay.
Aduze.
Aduze.
1, 2, 3.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Aduze.
Ah,
brilliant.
Listen, we're going to really put you to the test. The music game with No Name will be K-pop, a special today. It'll be Dave taking on Michaela, celebrating the launch of Spin K-pop. We're celebrating this morning, playing nothing but K-pop until 10 o'clock. And Michaela Hayes, who's always on Spin between 10 and 3, she's a massive K-pop stan. So she is stepping in this morning to play the music game with No Name. This morning is a K-pop special. I know David Hammond is concerned because it's not necessarily his genre.
This is so stupid because this game I am terrible at and this genre is not my genre at all. So if it was emo music, you'd be slammed. But this is going to be a walkover.
I put the Rasmus in the Shadows is in the Naughty Threesome just for you.
What? I don't actually know that song.
The Rasmus in the Shadows.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I did not.
Just as a light apology for
I appreciate
you.
It.
All right, guys, here we go. Round number one. How this works, Michaela, we're going to ask Dave first a question about a particular K-pop song. He needs to kind of figure out what is missing from a particular lyric, essentially. Don't give your answer until the 5 seconds of the timer has counted down. Okay, Dave, we're over to you first. In BTS's song Dynamite, which you just heard, life is described as being as sweet as what?
Sweet as butter. No, honey. Sweet as honey.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Woo! Yeah. Beautiful. Okay, Mac, we're over to you. We're going to move over to BTS's song, Butter, this time.
Hey, that's the one I thought it was for a second.
They say you don't need who to remind you got it bad.
Me? No. No, Usher. Usher. Crusher. Usher. To remind me you got it bad.
That was really impressive. That was really impressive.
Okay, round number two. Dave, we're going to go to Huntrix's massive song, Golden. She said she waited so long to break down what?
To break down these walls.
Why are you so good at this?
Yeah!
Final answer. Waited so long to break these walls.
Yeah!
Oh my God.
If Dave wins, I am going to retire.
Okay.
Imagine I won the K-pop genre of this game, having never won this game in my life.
Okay, Michaela, you got this. This is in the Saja Boys song, Soda Pop. What does she want after taking a big bite?
Soda Pop? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Taking a big bite. All I'm at is, you're all I can think of every night I drink of.
Can I just go to the referee? The time is over.
Your love. Your love. Another bite. That's lazy. That's lazy.
Oh my God. I could win it here.
Oh my God.
Fuming.
Sorry, Dave, we're over to you. In Blackpink's song Jump, what do her tears turn to under these lights?
Final answer. Ice.
No. Okay, he's won the game. Do you want to know? Do you want to know what your last one would have been?
No, no, I don't want to know. I'm over. How the hell did Dave Hammond win? This is the biggest humiliation of my life.
Michaela,
must be clear.
Evan only gave me all the answers.
Oh my God. Oh.
No breeze of any single one of them. We just had to do that to annoy
you.
Such
a
She gave me all the answers. I'm reading them on an email right now.
Oh my God!
Give her last one. I want to see what she's got.
Let's get
got
your
it.
Last one, okay, Michaela. In Blackpink's Ice Cream, where in the kitchen can you catch her?
In the freezer.
Oh, so close.
Fridge! In the fridge
right where the ice is. Oh, unbelievable.
My God.
Big fan of that.
I have a 5-hour show to do and I'm going to be in a horrendous mood.